Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Family business success depends on forward thinking and planning. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. When it comes to family-owned businesses, the second generation isn't of the frame of mind to save for a rainy day. When they take over the business, the mindset is often first that they must have the biggest and the best of everything. Equipment, furniture, expensive environment that the business may or may not need. Dawn Fotopoulos is a small business advocate. She works to improve the viability of small business in the United States. And she says far too often she sees the second generation start to run the cash position into the ground. So if they lose a client or end up in a tough economic environment, she told me, they just cannot stand the economic shocks. Part of the dilemma is pride. Many in this generation wake up and say, I deserve to have the best, and put themselves first instead of the business. Dawn says the family business must be viewed and treated like the third entity it is, the one that provides for them and their family and those they employ. Now this brings us to the topic of who should be the successor in a family-owned business when the founders are no longer able, available, or willing to continue to run it. Usually there are one or two people in charge of the business who have been the ultimate decision makers. Dawn says that they must be willing to delegate authority before they're ready to sell or turn the business over to be run by someone else. Why? Well, she says it's because it requires a 3-year on-ramp, off-ramp time frame to do it successfully. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.